This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein's Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. For weeks now, we've had remarks about outside interference, outside influence, outside actors with regard to the anti-Semitic behavior of major universities and minor colleges in America. What is to it? You puzzle, you scratch your head, and then you come to a headline. Chinese Communist Party-linked network behind well-funded anti-Israeli campus protests, group says. The group is NCRI, a distinguished list. Network Contagion Research Institute. And to help us understand how this works, we welcome Ivana Stratner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who works a great deal in information warfare. Ivana, a very good evening to you. NCRI, their reports say that there's been notable Chinese interference in this. Is that something that we've anticipated? Has that happened before? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. And indeed, I have to tell you, it didn't come as a surprise because I already heard a few weeks ago that China actually could be playing a very important role in the anti-Israel protests by using social media platforms, including TikTok, actually to foment divisions on college campuses. And this is not the first time that China is actually involved in domestic activities in the United States. Indeed, U.S. intelligence has warned multiple times of Russia's and China's influence operations, also influence operations coming from Iran and North Korea. So this is truly nothing new. What is new in this particular context, it is their involvement in college campuses and their tactics that they have used. And as I mentioned multiple times in our show, I will explain what it did. But before that, I want to emphasize countries such as China and Russia, they already are at information war with us. We don't want to publicly acknowledge, but that's a fact. They do not need to use tanks and jets to undermine Washington, D.C. All they truly need to do is to sow chaos and division within the country and to use a weapon such as information, which is invisible, yet very, very powerful. And we saw what Russia has been doing for years when it comes to influence operations. And China is a good student. They learned a lot from Russia. They adapted their strategy. So what happened is that the latest report from the NCRI actually explains how a political activist group was linked to the Chinese Communist Party, and they played an important role not only in organizing but also funding anti-Israel protests that occupied college campuses in the United States for the past few weeks. Allegedly, you know, this was supposed to be a grassroots movement. But when you look carefully at how they operate, including several groups such as Shut It Down for Palestine, the group that was formed right after October 7, it tells you all you really need to know that this was not a grassroots movement, given, you know, how they proceeded with funding and organization across American campuses.
Shut It Down for Palestine is acronym SID4P. Malcolm, you have a question for Ivana.
Yes. When we see the activities, how alternative media outlets influenced by the CCP-affiliated entities amplify the message of SID4P and all of the other groups. Are they communicating the truth about the fact that their goal is to destabilize America That's China's goal. It's not about the Gaza or anything else of that kind. And how do the core organizations function then as vehicles for the CCP?
So they definitely couldn't care less about what's happening in Gaza. The thing is, what Russia and China are really good at exploiting our vulnerabilities and exploiting our differences and exploiting polarization that exists within the country. So all they really need to do is to amplify it. In this particular case, SID4P presented, you know, itself as a movement that is anti-capitalist, anti-police, anti-government protest movement, with the ultimate goal of portraying the United States, as a racist, as a colonial country, a typical Chinese playbook that they have been using for years, but this time in the context of Gaza. If you go back and if you, for example, take a look at how the CCP operating during COVID when it comes to influence operations, exactly using very similar narrative, portraying the United States as a colonialist country that is basically a capitalist country, this is racist country, all those narratives targeting specifically the far left. I have to tell you, this truly didn't come as a surprise because all they really need to do is exploit our vulnerabilities, whether on the far right or on the far left, and to amplify those things and then to push it through the social media platforms, including TikTok. Or, for example, it's not only that, it's like a three-part game. You have on the one side, there is the party. The second part is how their intelligence and military operate. And the third party is also how public and private companies operate. So it's a very, very complex system that China has been using when it comes to influence operations.
Ivana, in your opinion, the U.S. government, does it have defenses from this? Is it pushing back?
So, as I mentioned multiple times in your show, we are always on the defensive. We are always reacting to their influence operations. But here is the big difference. The United States, we do use influence operations, but mostly during wartime versus China and Russia. They are very, very good at using influence operations also during peacetime and also covert influence operations that spread the disinformation. We, as democracy, we have certain rules that we have to, you know, follow. So I have to tell you, by publishing such reports, it's tremendously important to raise the awareness. But this is not... this is not enough. I do believe that we also have to build our offensive capabilities and to put countries such as China and Russia on the defensive by using influence operations so their intelligence spend time, energy, and resources defending themselves. That's what we were doing during the Cold War, during Reagan time. And then we abandoned this powerful tool due to, you know, also political circumstances in the country. But it's high time really to rethink our influence operations and information warfare strategy for and adopt it for the 21st century. Now, because make mistake, they are using that as a hybrid warfare tool against us.
Ivana Stradner, Dr. Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, as you can see, she's well-versed in information warfare, which, according to the NCR report, is exactly what we've witnessed these last months on the major universities of the solar system. Malcolm Honlein, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.